Interrogators can identify a lie accurately about 65% of the time, says Ifeoma Wugu, a research professor at UB. These professionals look for changes in behavior, try to read facial cues, anything to inform their guess. But there are no hard and fast rules, says Wugu.
So you have rumors like when people lie, they look you straight in the eye. Others say, oh, when people lie, they are being shifty-eyed. But there's no one specific cue that generalizes across liars.
So Wugu and a team of researchers at UB's Center for Unified Biometrics and Sensors, or CUBS, decided to film faces at 30 frames per second to track every little facial movement. They devised an experiment where test subjects lied and told the truth in the course of a single conversation. When breaking down the footage, Wugu says patterns in facial behavior became clear.
It appears that a lot of involuntary motion that we make when we're trying to conceal our emotions happen in the upper part of the face.
Researchers isolated footage of the eyes. When they were told later what was true and what was false, they found the corresponding tape and tried to draw comparisons. Wugu says telling lies creates a cognitive conflict, which is very difficult to prevent from expressing itself in some physical manner.
About over 80% of those who lied, there was a sharp change in the way their eyes behaved. But it was very momentary. It was something that even a human could have missed. But because we were using a computer that was looking at 30 frames per second of the face, of the eyes, we very clearly saw how there was a marked difference when people lied.
But this method is not yet considered definitive or accurate enough to go mainstream, says Wugu. Only 40 people comprise the first test group, so additional experiments with larger groups will provide more insight into its reliability. Even then, it will likely complement, not replace, existing truth testing methods. Plus, with most research focusing on the eyes for now, there's still the matter of studying the rest of the face. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.